Welcome everyone to Recovery in Christ. This week we're on step four, which involves self-examination. Step four reads, "Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord." Lamentations 3:40. This week's scripture on step four will be from Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 through 13, coming out of hiding. Many of us have spent our life in a state of hiding, ashamed of who we are inside. We may hide by living a double life, by using drugs or other addictions to make us feel like someone else, or by self-righteously setting ourselves above others. Step four involves uncovering the things we have been hiding, even from ourselves. After Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they strung fig leaves together around their hips to cover themselves. The Lord called to Adam, "Where are you?" He replied, "I heard you, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked." Human beings have been covering up and hiding ever since. Jesus consistently confronted the religious leaders about their hypocrisy. The word hypocrite describes a person who pretends to have virtues or qualities that he really doesn't have. One time Jesus said to the leaders, "Hypocrites, you are so careful to clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you are filthy, full of greed and self-indulgence. First wash the inside of the cup, and then the outside will become clean too." Matthew 23, verse 25 through 26. When the real person inside of us comes out of hiding, we will have to deal with some dirt. Making this inventory is a good way to wash the inside, and some of the washing may involve bathing our life with tears. It is only by uncovering the hidden parts of our life that we will be able to change the outer person, including our addictive, compulsive behavior. We're also going to go ahead and read on step four, Nehemiah chapter 9, 1 through 3, on confession. As we make our personal inventory, we will probably find ourselves listing our destructive habits, our defects of character, the wrongs we have done. The consequences of the wrongs we have done are the choices we now have to live with, and the hurts we have caused others. It is like sifting through all the garbage in our past. This is painful, but it is necessary part of throwing away those rotten habits and behaviors that, if not dealt with, will almost certainly spoil the rest of our life. Returned Jewish exiles confessed their own sins. This phrase speaks volumes. The idea of confession involves not only owning up to one's sins, but being truly sorry for them as well. Sins are offenses against God, including any transgressions against His will. The natural follow-up to true confession, after owning up to the sins and bemoaning them before God, is to turn from them. The Israelites' confession can serve as a model for us to follow as we take our personal inventory. We can list the occasions of our offenses, our destructive habits, and the consequences we have brought into our life and the lives of others. Then, after accounting for all the garbage, we can take out the trash. In their confession, the Israelites owned, bemoaned, and then discarded their sins. After this, they were able to make a better new start. We can own the garbage in our own life by taking personal responsibilities for our choices and actions. We can bemoan about it, allowing ourselves to grieve. We can discard it by leaving it behind and turning toward the future. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this week of the steps. Next week we'll be going on to step five, which is the discipline of confession, which is taking this garbage to another human being and making a confession. I hope everyone has a blessed day. Have a great day.